31 minutes past 8, 29 minutes to 9, and it's my pleasure and privilege to bring to you now Father Bruce Botha. Good morning, Father Bruce.
Good morning, Father Emo. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Lovely to speak to you, and congratulations on your appointment as the Episcopal Vicar for Evangelization.
Nice title, but it comes with lots of work.
Don't I know? Don't I know, indeed. Anyway, I wish you strength and wisdom and everything else you need for this new job.
Thank you very much.
Bruce, let's talk a little bit about the... you're going to be having an archdiocesan synod in 2019. And we thought, let's talk a bit about that. What are your plans? What do you have in mind? And so on.
Great. So, as you would remember... In 2008, the Archbishop had the first synod ever for the Archdiocese. And now, 10 years later, he's saying, well, let's review it. How did it actually impact the life of the diocese? Mm. Have we grown in faith, hope, and love? And then let's have another synod to build on what's already happened. And that's kind of the idea.
Okay, so in other words, we're going to build on what happened a couple of years ago and take things to a new level, I hope. Yes?
Correct. Yes,
okay. So what are your timelines and so on?
At this stage, we are busy doing an evaluation, a review, because we can't go forward till we've actually seen how we've actually done, kind of, and what, have we achieved the goal that we set. Hmm. So the 2008... Synod took resolutions, and so now it's, all right, let's do the evaluation. That's the first stage, and the deadline for that evaluation is going to be mid-this month, so mid-August. Once you have all of that information in, we can then process it, and then kind of plan the next stage.
Mm. Well, what is, will there be a special theme for the synod?
I think it's too early to say that, because it's going to be partly, well, how have we done? Are there things undone which still need to be done?
Right.
And then it's going to be, well, what are the issues facing the Church of Johannesburg today? Hmm. And I think that will be the major thing which will then shape whatever theme comes out. It's, what's the experience of the local church? What are our challenges today?
Hmm.
And what do we then need the church to be doing?
Right. Is it not a little bit too early to do an assessment or by the middle of this month? Or has
we've actually been working on this for the past few months.
Okay.
So a number of letters have gone out. There's actually a Google Docs site for people, for the parishes to submit their evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
So all the systems are in place.
Right.
And it really is just a matter of the parish priest and the person on the PPC who's in charge of doing the evaluation and logging in, and it's like six yes-no questions, some comments. So it's actually quite easy to actually do the evaluation.
Okay. And what's the response been like so far?
Slow,
my goodness, yes. I wonder why that is, you know. I sometimes get very distressed when one, you know, you pump away, you thump away at things on radio and so on, and even in the parishes, and the response is so slow. I mean, it's almost as though people, they tend to be rather apathetic about responding to things like this.
Well, I think, to put another positive construction on it,
yes,
there are so many things going on, and parish priests who are usually kind of the drivers of things like this in parishes have got like 101 other things that they're doing.
Mm.
And I should know it because I'm also a parish priest.
Mm.
So that's why we've actually said, let each parish appoint a synod champion, and a person who is not burdened with the responsibilities of the parish priest, whose main focus can actually be driving both the evaluation and the process within the parish going forward.
Mm. Father Bruce, did you just communicate by SMS, or not by SMS, by email, or did you bring representatives of the parishes together to share what's involved in this coming synod?
Oh, no, we've done a whole range of presentations. So it's at the Arts Office and Parcel Council,
mm-hmm.
which means all of the chairs of the PPCs know about it, have been told exactly what the steps are. We've written letters, emails to the parish priests and the chairs of the PPCs. It's been spoken about extensively at the priest council, so the deans of all the deaneries know. And so if we've actually been involved, there are very few avenues of communication that we haven't actually used to get the message out.
Okay, all right. Now, in your department at the diocese in Johannesburg,
yes.
Do you have a big staff working on this? So who's actually, are you leading it? Are you driving it? Or do you got...
No. I have a head of department, Mr. Odilon Molapo.
Okay.
And then there are two others in the office who assist him. So
okay.
I'm definitely not a one-man band.
Okay.
It's impossible with all of the other responsibilities.
Mm.
A good comparison might be, I think the vicars, in a way, are political heads.
Right.
While the heads of departments, so every kind of department has a head.
Mm.
And he's the kind of the director general, the guy who actually does the work.
You're right, yeah.
And so I'm there to provide some overall vision, direction, be a liaison between the department and the bishop, the department and all the different kind of groups in the diocese.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't have anybody better than Odilon. He's really a great man. That he takes the ball and runs.
He's exceptionally dedicated.
Yes.
He's out there every weekend. So, like a parish priest, I think his Mondays are his weekend.
Okay, yes. Now, he's a very good man. I know that. And when I've worked with him, he's... I mean, what was the big thing that he organized? It was the ordination of Bishop Duncan, I think. And he was behind his seat. I mean, that was a fantastic ordination. I mean, he just had everything together, Odilon. I think he did very, very well there. But anyway, so are you happy with the progress so far?
I am very happy that we are making progress.
Right.
And I think there is quite a lot of scope for, I think, participation by the whole archdiocese.
Mm.
But I think for me, I can get actually quite excited about this.
Yeah.
Because most Catholics, as you know, complain about not being consulted, not have any power, control, or things like that.
Mm.
So now, the archbishop is saying, hey, put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your opportunity.
Yeah.
Speak, participate, and then shape the direction of the archdiocese for the next 10 years.
Can you see from where you're sitting at the moment and the sort of information that might be trickling through to the department some of the possible themes or highlights or issues that are going to be spoken about and thrashed out?
I think it's too early for that. Because we actually haven't even started that particular phase.
Okay.
This first consultation is about what has been.
Mm.
The next stage of the consultation will be, now what are the issues? Where are your kind of burning needs?
Mm. Can you recall what were some of the sort of conclusions of the last synod that were going to be put into effect?
There were four major areas which the synod kind of addressed, and that was spirituality and faith formation.
Uh-huh.
So they were certainly saying that we actually need to have programs like RCIA. We need to have other kind of development programs like Renew and so on and so on and so on. So we're not just massing centers for people, but we're actually trying to help people grow in their relationship with God. We need to take our spirituality and faith formation seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big issue was youth. I know that when I was appointed parish priest in Orlando West, the Archbishop was very deliberate in his letter of appointment. You are to have a special care for the youth of your parish. You are to, and he gave us a list of things that we should be doing. So certainly youth was very important. One of the resolutions was that each parish should have one monthly youth mass. So something just focused on the youth.
Okay.
And
anything else that came out of that original synod? When was it? 2008, did you say?
2008, yes.
True, that's a long time ago already, yeah.
It is, and I think most people aren't actually aware of those previous resolutions. So, because PPCs change, parish priests change. And
that's right.
So you're actually then left with a whole range of leadership now, which may be doing the right thing, but they're doing it, I think, by accident, rather than deliberately knowing that it's come out of a process of consultation.
Is the consultation that's taking place now going to be restricted to parishes, or is it going to religious as well, or to groups and sodalities and so on?
It will be quite broad. And all of those different groups will also be represented at the synod. So not only will their kind of voice and concerns be heard in the preparation for the content of the synod, but they'll be there to speak and make representation.
Okay. All right. So there's quite a lot of work to be done then, and a lot of consultation taking place. Yes.
Yeah, so I think we should be actually very proud of the fact that this is something which is actually going to be consulting a broad range of people, that everybody now has the opportunity to express an opinion, bring ideas, and through this whole process of a refinement of the ideas until you can then get broad themes resulting in specific resolutions.
Well, the synod, of course, is going to be focusing on Johannesburg, the archdiocese. Is there any good, or is there any reason that you might consult other dioceses where they've had synods and sort some of the things which might have come up there, which might be relevant in this diocese?
No, definitely. You'll be consulting, for example, Durban has a history of archdiocesan synods, so we'll also be kind of going to them and saying, well, what's your process been? What are the issues which have come out? What is also very important for us is this Mini World Youth Day in Durban.
Right.
Because this is going to be the youth of South Africa saying these are the issues of the youth. And the Archbishop wants to send 800 youth from our archdiocese. And so I think it's quite a good source of information for us. What did the youth say at the Mini World Youth Day?
Right.
And feed that into our synod as well.
Okay, all right. Is this this process that you're involved in taking you out of your parish to other parishes, to deaneries and so on, to talk to and inspire and motivate priests?
I'm not doing this alone. There is a synod committee.
Right.
And I think about 8 of us, and it's going to be responsibility for visiting different deaneries and different parishes has been shared out. So I'm not the one who's, shall we say, out on the road all the time, and I just couldn't do that and also do
your parish
justice to the other jobs which I've been given.
That's right. Yeah, understand. But anyway, so far you seem to be happy with the progress.
I am happy that we are making progress. We could be making more, and we'll be kind of lighting fires under certain people to maybe motivate them to do the evaluation so that the committee can continue its work.
Right, yeah. Father Bruce, your focus now is on the diocesan, the archdiocesan synod, which will be held in 2019. We don't yet know which month or where it's going to be and so on. But
not yet. That's far in the future, but Yeah. I think that's a major work for now.
Right.
But there are actually other things that we are focusing on. One of which is the Lay Leaders Conference, which is later on this year, September.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, I think, an opportunity for kind of the lay leaders of Johannesburg to again be catechized, be informed. And Father Russell is coming in to do a talk on kind of should Catholics be involved in politics?
Right.
Because of obviously our situation, we're also building up to quite momentous political events in 2019.
Mm.
So it's an important topic for we as a church to consider.
Right. Okay. So
there's something. Yes.
Yeah. No. I was going to ask you. I mean, the synod is one thing. Are there any other kind of focuses that or plans that you have as the new vicar for evangelization? Or is this
partly to, yes. So I think expand the team that's is actually focused on doing the work. So one of the things you would like to do is have a consultative council where all of the different groups in the diocese involved in evangelization can meet once a quarter just for a sit down, kind of how you're doing, what's going on in your particular area, but also to move away from the silo mentality of the diocese. Quite often each department only does its thing. But in actual fact, evangelization has connections with things like catechism. It has connections with justice and peace and so on and so on and so on.
Mm.
But we don't actually make use of that kind of connection, kind of for cross-pollination.
Father Bruce, what about evangelization, looking at things like the means of evangelization? I'm thinking, for example, of radio, television, communication in the parishes, newsletters, Sunday bulletins, the archdiocesan news. Do you see that also as part of your brief?
Yes and no. I mean, this is kind of the silo mentality I was referring to,
mm-hmm.
that we need to move beyond just this is evangelization, but in actual fact, communications and the archdiocese, we should be working quite closely with them.
Mm.
So we also do have a plan on an electronic bulletin coming from evangelization for the whole diocese, again, to give parishes resources, ideas, material, and so on.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, so you've got a big broad sweep of things that you're going to be involved in over the years. Anyway, we wish you well with that. Father Bruce, anything more you'd like to share with us?
Just to thank you and to thank your listeners for their interest, their prayers. We certainly need all of it.
Right. Well, we certainly wish you well. Lots of strength, because it's not an easy portfolio that you have, being the vicar for evangelization, but you've got a good team, and what better could you have? A good team to be instrumental in evangelization, which is really what we should be doing as Christians and as Catholics. So we wish you well. Lots of strength and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much, Mel.
Thank you very much.
Bye then. God bless.
That's Father Bruce Buerta, the new vicar for evangelization in the diocese, the Archdiocese of Johannesburg.